You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, it's the 7th. I suspect a lot of the people that listen to the show were probably on this thing this past Labor Day.
Absolutely. Everybody out running, biking, walking, enjoying the beautiful weather.
In my view, it's one of the gems of Metro Atlanta, what we're here to talk about today. So looking forward to it. I don't know that we've necessarily directly featured them on this show before.
We have not had them on the show before. So I'm very excited.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jenny Odom. She's a communications and media relations manager with Atlanta Beltline, Inc. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
The pleasure is ours. I apologize on behalf of the show for not having the Beltline on the show before, because it is truly, I don't live here anymore, so I'm seeing all my friends post pictures, and nine out of ten of them are posting pictures from the Beltline, doing some sort of cool activity. So Jenny, before we get into our conversation, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background.
Sure. So I have actually been working for Atlanta Beltline, Inc. for just over 6 years. I volunteered heavily before that for about 5 years. So I've been with the project pretty well for over a decade. And it's been really exciting to see the evolution. I'm from Atlanta, moved away for a little bit and moved back and got involved before the East Side Trail existed in its current format. And we were all walking around on, hiking trails, bushwhacking through kudzu.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you're doing down here.
That's really exciting. Tell us about the vision for the Atlanta Beltline.
Sure. So the vision started with transit and the idea of taking these four abandoned railroad corridors that form a loop around Atlanta, sort of a 285 for trains, but all within a couple of miles of downtown, kind of 3 to 4 miles maybe of downtown. So the beauty is when you loop all these together and put transit on it, you can actually start connecting people throughout the city. It ties into MARTA and will ultimately one day provide last mile connectivity for people trying to get between home and jobs. In addition, trails were introduced. And so the vision includes 22 miles of light rail transit, 33 miles of trails, and 1,300 acres of green space surrounding this, enveloping the city really in town Atlanta.
To me, it's changing what Atlanta's all about. Mm-hmm. And I lived here for a long, long time where this really wasn't a thing yet, And if I lived here now, I would be spending all my time on this thing. The vision is so cool. And I feel like, Carol, as we talked to this little park over here and this little park over there, it's starting to get all interconnected all because of this thing, right? Which is part of the vision, I suspect, of it. How far along are we on the completion of this?
So we have a number of metrics. We have 11 miles of trail open right now. We have 5 trails and 7 parks. Transit planning is underway. And a lot of what you'll hear about too from folks is the job creation and the economic development. So we're about 12 years into the project, and we've spent $500 million. We anticipate spending close to $5 billion by the time we're done. But out of the $500 million we've invested, the private market has invested $4.1 billion with more in the pipeline.
Wow.
So that is an 8-to-1 return on investment for folks around the corridor in terms of the Atlanta Beltline. And what's so key is that all of this land that both the trail and transit will go on and that the parks are being developed on and that development, both commercial real estate, residential real estate, all of those entities are coming into land that was industrial or post-industrial. It was laying fallow. Nothing was happening with it. And so now new life is being breathed back into it. You're having, money go back into the tax digest that wasn't there before. You're having neighborhoods connected in ways they never were. The railroads historically divided neighborhoods. The railroads are the dividing lines between zip codes, neighborhoods, socioeconomic, statuses. And the Atlanta Beltline is really going to tie together Atlanta in a way that connects people between their homes, their jobs, and across those socioeconomic lines.
Wow. Just a great vision. I know that I read recently, it's been all over the news. I don't think anyone's missed it. The CSX expansion. Tell us a little bit about that and that new, $6.3 million deal?
It was. So $6.3 million using T-SPLOST money. Uh-huh. So we're excited that City of Atlanta voters voted for that because it's definitely helping the Beltline come to life as promised. That is 1.8 miles of trail on the west side of Atlanta. And that's particularly exciting because it's the last piece of inactive railroad we have to purchase. So it's not the last piece for the corridor. The northwest segment of the corridor is still active rail and other non-railroad properties. Mm-hmm. So we need to figure out kind of ways to get trail and transit through the northwest. But this particular piece will connect to the Bankhead MARTA station. It will connect to the West Side Park at Bellwood Quarry, mm-hmm. which people ask about every day. We know the Quarry Park, that's going to be 300 acres of green space on the west side of Atlanta.
We've showcased them on the show, mm-hmm. yeah.
So that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Connecting to the city's Proctor Creek Greenway that's underway right now, to Maddox Park, which is existing and recently renovated. So there's a lot of really exciting things right. going on around the stretch of corridor.
Before we go to break, clarify, when you talk about transit planning and what that means, mm-hmm. I'm now a big believer that we need to do significant improvements in our transit in Metro Atlanta, and this is part of that whole process. Talk more about that. I still think there's too many people think this is a bike trail. And there's so much more to this thing. So explain what you mean when you say transit planning and development.
Sure. So the trails have been really widely successful and probably more widely successful than we had imagined. Right. But transit is still an original part of the vision. And by transit, what that means is light rail transit with stops every kind of quarter mile to half mile and really getting people around where they need to go. If you think of the Atlanta streetcars being phase one, our intention and plan and what we have with the federal government right now is to extend that streetcar to the east side of the Beltline and to the west side of the Beltline and really connecting people that way. MARTA is a commuter line. It gets people into and out of the city, but people need a way to get around. The Atlanta Beltline is an alternative transportation corridor. So people may use it for recreation. They may use it for walking. They may use it for commuting, for bike commuting to work. But that doesn't work for people, for all people all the time. So transit is a key component for folks who may have a disability. Or guess what? It gets really hot in Atlanta.
That's what I was saying.
It's really hilly. It's rainy a lot of times. People need another way to get around, and light rail transit is mm-hmm. that answer. It's part of a comprehensive system for the city. So the Atlanta Beltline is one piece of that.
It is one piece of that. That's important to reiterate. But with my where I live now, I never appreciated the value of what that would bring to a region or a community, certainly. And I now understand how vitally important that is to future growth and health of the culture and the community here. It's really, really exciting stuff. All right, Jenny, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Jenny Odom of Atlanta Beltline, Inc.
So, Jenny, one of the things, again, that I think we all read about a lot in the paper is how much the Beltline has really positively impacted real estate in the area. You want to speak a little bit to commercial and residential real estate and how that's changed with the Beltline coming online?
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that a lot of these are post-industrial, industrial lands that have been converted into a productive use now. The Atlanta Beltline trails in 2017 attracted nearly 2 million people. That is a huge number of folks coming to people's front door, mm-hmm. whether it's a small business or whether it's a large company. Mm-hmm. It gives people an alternative to get around the city. So that's really huge to mm-hmm. see that kind of impact. Atlanta doesn't have a central waterfront. We have the Chattahoochee, but we don't have a river or a lake going through right. downtown. This is something that the Beltline sort of provides, that beachfront property. But that said, we spend a lot of time in our offices concerned about mitigating displacement, whether that's small businesses or whether that's homeowners or whether that's renters. So we have a lot of mm-hmm. policies and programs that we work on to make sure that we're keeping people in place.
Right.
Well, it's no doubt that it's had an impact on both commercial and certainly residential real estate. I mean, Carol, we've been doing the Schwett Show, what, 7.5 years? Mm-hmm. And it's so funny now, Jenny, when we talk to a builder, They'll give you all the benefits of living in their community, and they'll talk about all the amenities, and they'll say, in comma, we're right next to the Atlanta Beltline. Mm-hmm. That's the new hot thing to say, because people moving here, they're demanding access to that kind of green space and all that. So that's very, very exciting. You're also impacting affordable housing. How is that working?
Sure. So when Atlanta Beltline Inc. was created, City Council and others baked into the project that we need to create 5,600 units of affordable housing throughout the lifespan of the project. That's out of about 28,000 market rate units. And the reason for that is because density is very critical to the success of the project. You need density because, one, we're a growing region. You need density because you need that to justify transit ridership. And these spaces along the Atlanta Beltline have that. So out of that 5,600 units of affordable housing, Atlanta Beltline Inc., we have worked with our partners to produce over 2,600 units of affordable housing within walking distance of the Atlanta Beltline. So we consider that a half mile on either side of the corridor. Our funding mechanism is actually a tax allocation district, and it's pretty limited in its scope, but that half mile walkability is what we look at when we look at how to create and preserve affordability around the Beltline.
Wow. Well, the city's population is expected to triple by 2040, growing to 1.2 million from 465,000 today. How is that growth going to be guided by the Beltline, and how is that going to help it to, you know, be shaped?
Transit. Yep. That's the original vision of the Atlanta Beltline, creating that density around neighborhoods. And transit is really the great equalizer. Mm-hmm. It connects people between their homes and their jobs. It allows people to reduce their cost of living through not owning a car. It will also be guided through job creation. People talk a lot about housing affordability, but that's just one component of affordability.
Right.
Good paying jobs, workforce training, lower costs of transportation, affordable rents and mortgages are all part of that story.
Well, you think about the where is that growth going to go? Mm-hmm. So if we're going to triple the city's population, it's going to have to go around the Beltline, right? I mean, it's going to be the guiding factor there. And frankly, if I'm an organization that's considering moving my company here, I'm going to say, and I want to have access.
Right.
I want to have close access to the thing, right? I mean, that's going to be, I'm sure, when the city is pitching an organization to move here, that's a big part of the story. Yeah,
it is. I mean, you look at Ponce City Market, that's a perfect example.
I love Ponce City.
You know, one third of their space, over 2 million square feet, is dedicated to office space, and they filled it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had people waiting. So, New City, founded by Jim Irwin, went across the trail and started 725 Ponce, which is a new Class A office building going up on the Atlanta Beltline. And he's filling it up because he knows that demand is there. You have the Peachtree Spine in Atlanta, but the Peachtree Spine is filling up. That's, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it's tapped out, but the Beltline offers that.
Mm-hmm.
But transit, again, is key. And these folks developing office and residential and retail spaces recognize that transit is key in order to keep the city moving, right? The intention is not to build and not have an answer to traffic.
Right.
And I suspect if I'm Jeff Bezos and I'm making my decision on where I'm putting headquarters to, I imagine he'll be calling Jenny and saying, all right, I want to be sure that I'm going to have access to this thing.
And right.
That's the kind of leverage this thing is bringing the city, what it's already doing now, and as we've hopefully demonstrated through this conversation, what it's going to do for us in the future.
One would hope that the Atlanta Beltline is part of the conversation and pitching Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, one would hope.
No doubt about it.
So what do you have coming up as far as festivals or events or anything fun for this fall?
So we have a lot of great fall programming. The weather is fantastic, so that helps. Art on the Atlanta Beltline is probably the biggest event that Atlanta Beltline Inc. puts on.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Lantern Parade on September 22nd, along with Old Fourth Ward Fall Fest, put on by the Atlanta Beltline Partnership and Rival Entertainment. So those go hand in hand along the East Side Trail and historic Fourth Ward Skate Park.
Mm-hmm.
But Art on the Atlanta Beltline has already started. We had our AM/FM Summer Festival last weekend. We have muralists who have painted under old railroad tunnels and on the West Side Trail, which is really cool, and I encourage you to go check it out. We have Inertia, which is our sculpture portion of the exhibition. So sculptures are being installed all up and down both sides of the Atlanta Beltline. And we have Atlanta and the Civil Rights Movement, which opened in July and runs through December. And that is actually the largest exhibition on civil and human rights as an outdoor free exhibition, I believe, in the world.
Wow, that's huge.
So I encourage everyone to go out and check out these historic photos, rarely or never seen before photos of Atlanta's role in the civil rights movement.
Wow.
Love that.
And if social media is any gauge, the photos from all these great things makes me miss Atlanta, especially that Lantern Parade. It's such a neat event. Good stuff. All right. Well, Jenny, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you directly with any kind of questions or want to learn more about any and all of this, where do they go?
So you can go to Beltline.org, which is our main website for all kinds of information about the project and really how to get to the Atlanta Beltline, what's open, where to go. We have a great interactive map you can use to kind of poke around and plan your trip. art.beltline.org is a specific site for our exhibition. And we are at Atlanta Beltline across all social media channels. So check us out there.
All right. Jenny Odom, Communications and Media Relations Manager with Atlanta Beltline, Inc. Jenny, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta, literally Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.